defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the residents of Colorado, they have some answers regarding a mysterious plane that circled the Denver area a few times on Wednesday. News organizations, residents, no one could figure out what it was and what it was doing. It was hovering over their city for quite a while, and no one fessed up. The FAA, the U.S. Army, the Air Force, finally the Navy acknowledged it was one of their planes. It was an E-6B Mercury. It only costs about $141 million. But all they'll say is that it was on a classified mission. Hopefully, that mission is not on Hillary Clinton's server. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. Donald Trump spent Friday morning doing his best impression of Oprah Winfrey, handing out job offers for high-level positions in his administration to just about everyone that walked into Trump Tower. Well, not really, but there were a few, and perhaps one left us scratching our heads just a little bit. Also, within just 11 days of acquiring his new president-elect status, Donald Trump has already saved more jobs than President Obama did during his 8 years. We'll tell you how that was possible and who else might be thinking of relocating their production to the U.S. And while trying to save globalism with BFF Angela Merkel in Germany, President Obama skips his chance to restore order to his own country. While he now thinks that protesting is healthy, he had a much different view of it in 2011, just prior to his re-election bid. All that, plus we'll talk about a teachers' union in San Francisco that wants to play politics with your children. We'll also talk about a possible change in Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill. And while the Hillary anarchists continue to perpetuate false harassment claims against Trump supporters, we'll tell you about 10 instances where the love Trump's hate left are really to blame. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick this weekend off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We got a lot to get to on this weekend edition of the Rhino Report, but first, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have three new articles up there. You want to check all those out. Plus, there's the How to Listen tab. You can find all the different places to find this show on that tab right there. And you can check out the new Rhino Rants. We're going to be updating them after the show today. New videos, just a lot of cool stuff there. So rhinoreport.com. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can email me, Rhino@rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Announcing a new handmade glass collection from Crystal Light Bohemia in the Czech Republic, established in 1794. The tradition of the factory remains, making handmade Bohemian glass with a family heritage and dedication for the finest craftsmanship, creating Czech glassware, the finest glassware in the world. Now, Crystal Light Bohemia brings this new and traditional glassware to the United States, featuring our world-renowned crystal products at reasonable prices. Crystal Light Bohemia also announces our new technology, titanium crystal glass, an abrasion and chip-resistant, shatter-resistant, crystal-clear, brilliant shine, and fire-polished crystal glassware like no other. Smooth to the touch, this lead-free crystal glassware is dishwasher-safe, stronger, and durable, yet so delicate to the eye, and it's in demand worldwide. Find out more and order your glassware today at crystallite.org, crystallite.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern there, as well as streamingtalkradio.com and the replay on klrnradio.com at midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday, because midnight's the next day, so it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. And big shout-out also to everyone on the weekend show. Couple stations picked that up, 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia. A big hello to you guys. And you can check out the old episodes and this one on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio, your favorite podcasting sites. We're there, or rhinoreport.com. Go to the Listen Now page, and they're all right there. A good aggregate of all the stuff. So I just saw an article about, and this was only a matter of time, the electors in Arizona, all 11 of them, they're getting harassed. They're getting harassed by the Hillary supporters who think that they should not vote for Donald Trump. You know, this happens every 4 years, not with the same fervor that it's happening this year, of course, but every 4 years, these electors, they get threatened, they get called all sorts of names, they're getting called bigots and anti-Semites and racist, and, you know, just the barrage of names we've become accustomed to being called over the years. And I said on Wednesday, I think it was, I just don't care anymore. Call me, call us, whatever you want, whatever. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, I'm tired of trying to defend that with facts. Because liberals, the loony left, they don't listen to facts. They don't deal in facts. So you can't argue with facts. They just go in one ear and out the other. These electors, they all sound like they're going to vote for Trump. He did win Arizona. In fact, one of them even stated that she thinks it's an organized attempt by the Hillary campaign to do this, to try and persuade electors to change their votes. I don't know if they would never acknowledge that. Not in a million years would they acknowledge they're doing that. But I guess there may be some faction, maybe it's the Jen Palmieri's or the Robbie Mooks or the John Podesta's. I'm sure when their emails come out a couple of years from now, we'll see all about that. But it sounds like Donald Trump has what he needs. I think they need like 27 or something to flip their votes. You would see that would really be a tremendous constitutional crisis if that happened. That would be, our country would sink into a civil war. There's just no other way about it. There's no two ways about it. This is the process we have. And I know there's Barbara Boxer out there in California, and she wants to amend the Constitution and get rid of the Electoral College. This always happens. Whenever someone loses the popular vote, this is what always happens, is they should be president. They got the popular vote. But that's just not how we do things. See, it would have been very easy for Donald Trump to go campaign in New York City, go campaign in northern New Jersey, go campaign in L.A., San Francisco, Sacramento, Dallas. I mean, he could have easily mustered up another 2 or 3 million votes. But he played the game the way we've all agreed upon, the way our founders, our forefathers, the way they agreed upon. And they didn't come to that decision easily. There were people who thought the popular vote should win, and then some thought that might lead to some sort of dictatorship, and then there were those who believed, since we are a republic, that Congress should vote, and they said, well, the people have to have more than a voice every 2 years, and who represents them, so James Madison decided, hey, listen, what about this? Could this work? and they thought about it, and it was debated. It wasn't something that was pushed through like an Obama executive order. It took a lot of debating to figure out whether or not this was the process, and that process has worked. Whether or not you like the outcome, the process has worked over the course of our country. We've had peaceful transitions of power. No one has just said, I'm not leaving. You can't get me out. No one said that. This is the way it works. Barbara Boxer, she'll never have her way. I mean, it'll never happen. She'll have to get the House, the Senate, and then three-quarters of the state houses to agree to this, to amend the Constitution. It will never in a million years happen. Everybody has to calm down about the electors. They're going to vote the way the states went. You may have a rogue one or two here or there because they want some press coverage, but that's going to be it. Donald Trump's going to have the electors. He's going to be the president on January 20th. That's it. End of story. So the protests, they can continue, whatever they're doing, because, you know, the president pretty much just said, hey, it's okay. I get it. Loyal opposition is kind of what he was saying over there in Germany. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because I have a lot to say about that. Go figure. And Donald Trump is now starting the process of shaping his cabinet, and he's doing it really ahead of schedule if you think about it. Everyone, CNN, MSNBC, the alphabets, there's turmoil, and no one knows who's coming or going, and calm down. Everything's fine. It's all fine. In fact, he's ahead of schedule. He's already appointed, we know, Reince Priebus as chief of staff, and Steve Bannon as his chief, you know, strategist. And we hear rumors here and there about who may be Secretary of State. Maybe Mitt Romney. Is that resonating a little bit yet? I don't love it. I don't love it. But I don't love Rudy in that position either. So I feel like it's one of the two there. I don't think Ambassador Bolton is really in the mix, but who knows? I mean, we didn't really hear Mike Pence's name as a viable VP candidate until about 4 days before Donald Trump made that selection. We heard lots of other names, right? You heard Chris Christie and Joni Ernst and all sorts of names here and there. And then all of a sudden, Mike Pence kind of floated to the top after a while. But if you look back in history, see, Bush 41 is the only person in recent history to make these appointments almost immediately. And that's because he knew a lot of the people. We're coming out of the Reagan administration. George H.W. wins. He knows people, keeping the same people on in some areas. So he had two in the first week, two in the second week. You have Obama had one in week three. But after that, most of the stuff doesn't start happening until, like, you know, week four, five, or six. You have President Nixon did all of his appointments in week six, all in one shot. Carter waited till week five to do his first one. Reagan, 1980, waited till week six to do eight of them. So he's not behind. There's no knifing each other, whatever the term has been lately, knife fighting at Trump Tower. There's none of that. And this morning, we wake up, well, Friday morning, we wake up and we look at our phones like we always do, and we see who's getting the nod for AG, Attorney General. Who's it going to be? Looks like Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions. See, we didn't hear that name get bandied about all that much in the last couple of weeks. We've heard his name get tied to a few different positions, perhaps Secretary of State, perhaps maybe Defense, Secretary of Defense. I don't think many of us had him on the radar for AG, but here he is, and he'll get confirmed. It's going to be a little contentious, I get that. There's some people who think, you know, they're calling him again the same things we all get called. He's a racist, he's an anti-Semite, he's this, he's that. Get over it. Get over it. He's a very accomplished U.S. Senator. And it's a seat they can win back, which has some bearing on this, too. So we got the Jeff Sessions thing. And then we heard about a couple more here. Maybe Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. All right, looks like he's going to be a National Security Advisor. That's pretty good, and it looks like Representative Pompeo.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I got cut off there. I got to watch my clock better. But listen, Jeff Sessions, he gets this offer. He gets it because he's loyal. And Donald Trump values loyalty more than anything else. And this should really cast away all those aspersions that Donald Trump is a liberal, he's a lifelong Democrat and independent. If that was the case, and he was pulling the wool over all of our eyes, according to the Never Trumpers, then he never in a million years would have offered the position of Attorney General to Senator Jeff Sessions. Not in a million years. Now, the people who should be standing up and cheering right now should be the police officers. They should love this. He's going to have their back, unlike Eric Holder does, or did, unlike Loretta Lynch does. Senator Jeff Sessions, or he will, AG Jeff Sessions, he will have their back. He will have their back. You know, it's the same reason for me why I think Ted Cruz didn't or was not offered this position. And the same reason why I don't think Mitt Romney really will be offered the Secretary of State position. And that's going around now. They're going to play golf together or something. I don't know. Who cares about that? See, with Mitt Romney, if it's me and I'm Donald Trump, this is what I do. I get Mitt Romney to come out. We're going to the golf course. We're going to have a good time. You know, have a couple of drinks or whatever it's going to be. Shoot some 18 holes. And then I say, Mitt, you know why I summoned you here today? And Mitt's going to say, why? And I'm going to say, because I can. Now leave. I wouldn't deal with Mitt Romney after what he tried to do to subvert not only Donald Trump, but this entire election. I wouldn't deal with that guy. I don't care if it's a a favor for Reince Priebus or not, which is probably what this is. This meeting. Just meet with him, see what he has to say. Water under the bridge. Nope. Nope. You need loyalty around you. Mainstream media is going to be against him. They're already against him. It's already flying. Not to mention, there's going to be House Republicans and Senate Republicans who are not going to agree with things that Donald Trump wants to do. He needs to insulate himself a little bit from this. Mitt Romney does not do that. Does not do that. You have an establishment guy right next to you, Mike Pence and Reince Priebus. That's it. You know, Rudy, while he's not my favorite choice for Secretary of State, I think he would do an okay job for a couple of years. Couple of years. So today, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, he gets offered the position of National Security Advisor. That's not subject to a confirmation process. Of course, Sessions will have to be confirmed. It will be contentious, but he will get confirmed. I'm not worried about that. Mike Pompeo, Representative Pompeo out of Kansas, he gets the CIA director role. That's a great role for him. He has such a resume. Such a resume. House Select Committee on Intelligence, House Select Committee on Benghazi. He was first in his class from West Point. He was the president of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, he founded a couple of companies. The guy is accomplished. This is a great spot for Mike Pompeo. So we should all look forward to him being in charge of the CIA. So we're going to see these things from now until, hey, probably the new year, if not maybe a day or two after. He's going to have appointments, and it's being reported that he's not going to report the he's not going to appoint the under people, whoever the secretary is in the cabinet. They're going to do that. This is a lot of delegation going on here, which is how Donald Trump runs his company. So we shouldn't be shocked to see that. People will have a problem with it, but at the end of the day, that's how he runs his company. So he's going to run the country the same way, and we can look forward to that. Delegation and accountability. Those are two things that Democrats have never done. They don't know how to do it. It's not in their nomenclature. They don't know what it is. So this will be different. Now, there is this guy, Elliot Cohen. Elliot Cohen, he's a former counselor to the State Department under George W. He worked with the transition team for a little bit here, and then he quit. He couldn't deal with it. And then he comes out and he says that conservatives should not volunteer to serve the Trump administration. This guy's a never-Trumper from way back when being a never-Trumper was cool. He was a never-Trumper. And he says that that Donald Trump is just going to fill his seats with civil servants, retired military officers, diplomats, or obsequious second raters. That's what he's saying. It sounds like people are chomping at the bit to get an appointment, so they're not really listening to Elliot Cohen. In fact, he says Donald Trump is not a normal candidate, and the administration's not normal. Well, that's a good thing, because normal's not working. Normal hasn't worked in a long time, so this is a good thing. So we take what he says, and we look at it, we listen to it, and then we throw it in the garbage, because that's about what it's worth. All right, we have a lot more to get to today. We're going to talk about how Donald Trump already saved more jobs than President Obama has ever saved. And who is starting to think about moving their production to the U.S. now that Donald Trump is the president? And it might not be a company you would think right off the bat. All that plus Obama says protest on, but he didn't say so much in 2011. We'll talk about that. We have a lot more to get to today, guys. Hang in there. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend show here. You can catch all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio, or check them out on rhinoreport.com. They're all right there in the Listen Now page. So it's only been, what, 11 days, 12 days since we have President-elect Trump, and he's already saved more jobs than Barack Obama ever did, ever did. And this all comes via Lincoln MKC. They're going to produce that car, continue to produce it in Kentucky. They're going to move it to Mexico. But it looks like, you know, some of these threats aren't so idle. You know, the Ford company heard that they're going to impose a tariff on companies that leave and try to bring back goods. And Bill Ford said, you know what, let's keep producing it here because that winds up being cheaper, a.k.a. being more advantageous to do business in the United States. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Trump said, worked hard with Bill Ford to keep Lincoln plant in Kentucky. I owed it to the great state of Kentucky for their confidence in me. And listen, he's going to do a little victory lap here, Trump. That's what he's going to do. He's going to go and he's going to have rallies. He's going to go the next couple weeks and visit some states. I think you can assume Michigan will be one of them. I'm sure Wisconsin will be one of them. Florida, I'm sure. Pennsylvania. And he's going to do a little victory lap and hold some more rallies and keep the energy up. Because that's what's going to get things done around here is the energy. It sounded like Bill Ford wasn't all that happy about why he had to stay. Because he said Trump's plan is infuriating and frustrating. But guess what? It worked. See, people don't have to like you in order for you to get things done. That's just a bonus if they like you. Like, you might not like his style. He's brash. He says some things, you know, people take offense to. Go figure. But guess what? Ford is going to stay in Kentucky now, and they're going to build cars there, and they're going to keep people employed instead of going to Mexico. So that's a big feather in Trump's hat. I mean, already he's starting to implement things that he has in his contract with the American voter. We saw yesterday, on Thursday, he's having people sign these contracts, these cabinet members or high-level officials that work in the White House or in a cabinet position, that they cannot go out and lobby within 5 years of leaving their post. Now, I get it. It's kind of like a non-compete. It's not binding. You could probably get out of it pretty easily, but at least he's making the attempt. Making the attempt to make good on his promise. And in addition, now we're seeing Apple. Apple is starting to canvass some of its phone makers. They have, Foxconn and Pegatron. These are two companies that assemble iPhones. And they all work in China now. And Apple has asked them to go out and try to figure out what their plan would be to move these companies to the United States. Now, it looks like Foxconn is doing that. The other one, they don't want to do it. They don't want to look into it. They say they can't do it. In fact, the Nikkei Asian Review, which is a finance paper over there, they're saying that, this might not be as advantageous as people think, but it may get done anyway. But in fact, it may start a trade war, which China has already said they're going to do. We know that anyway. The Global Times, which is a Chinese paper, they said U.S. auto and iPhone sales in China will suffer a setback, and U.S. soybean and maize imports will be halted. I guess maize is corn. Maybe that's what that is. They said China will also limit the number of students studying in the U.S. So they're going to get educated here and then go back and use their skills there? Oh, well. I guess they're not going to be sending them. That's fine. That's fine. See, there's nothing China makes that we can't make. There's no material, no secret plastic or ceramic or anything they have there that we can't make here. And while you don't want to get into the middle of a trade war, sometimes you have to draw a hard line. And we're just not used to that. We talk about the red line in Syria that Obama let the Assad regime step all over. And they continue to step all over it. See, Donald Trump is kind of a hardliner. And again, you might not like some of it, but this is all advantageous. If Apple starts deciding that they're going to make phones here, that's a lot more jobs, good jobs, in this country. So we're starting to already see it. All right, moving on to Obama hanging out with his BFF, Angela Merkel. Even though he spied on her, right? Then he spied on her and he had her cell phone tapped and the whole thing. But they're hanging out in Germany trying to figure out how to save globalism. Gotta save it. And this is now the third or fourth time that Obama has been asked during a presser whether he wishes to sort of quell the protests and the riots going on in response to Donald Trump getting elected. And then once again, he just kind of says no. No. He says, I suspect there's not a president in our history that hasn't been subject to these protests, so I would not advise people who feel strongly or who are concerned about some of the issues that have been raised during the course of the campaign. I wouldn't advise them to be silent. So, keep protesting, or in their case, rioting. He says, voting matters, organizing matters, and being informed on the issues matter. Well, most of them didn't vote. They're paid organizers. And they are so ill-informed because they read things like Slate and Vox and Rolling Stone and they watch mainstream media, so they're so totally ill-informed. And then he goes on. They're asking him like advice he would give to Donald Trump, and he says, I would tell him to stand up to Putin. When did you stand up to Putin? I'm listening. You gotta stand up to Putin. So did you stand up to him when he invaded Crimea? Did you stand up to him when he decided to fight the forces that we armed? Or perhaps when he was flying his planes over Scandinavia? When did you exactly stand up to Vladimir Putin? See, I wouldn't be taking any advice from Obama. Bad person to take advice from. He was a terrible leader. He was not a good leader. Backseat driver. And in fact, this protesting stuff is kind of funny. Because in 2011, they put forth H.R. 347, House Resolution H.R. 347. Essentially what that means is that if you're protesting on any grounds where the president is or Secret Service is protecting, you can be arrested. If you're told to leave and you don't, it's like a year in prison. Hurt somebody while on those grounds, while protesting. It's 5 years in prison. And he had this thing pushed through so nobody would protest him when he was going to for his re-election in 2012. We brought this up months ago when the protests just first started outside of Donald Trump's rallies. So he's telling people to protest. Go protest. It's your right to protest. Be vocal. Be loud. Be present. But he didn't want them vocal, loud, or present when he was running for re-election. Do as I say, not as I do. Typical Obama administration, but the days are counting. His days in the White House are numbered. What's he going to do in the last few days, though? Sounds like a lot more regulation. 527 pages added to regulatory books yesterday. We'll talk about those when we come back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Lots to go over here still in this weekend show. You know, they have Obama out there in Germany hanging out with Merkel saying, no, go protest, do your thing. See, this is all kind of an inside job. Everything on the left, especially from Obama on down with Hillary and Soros and Bill Ayers, this is all an inside job. And you can even lump in your Loretta Lynch's and your Eric Holders of the world, maybe even your Pelosi's of the world, because you have people now, they're doing exactly what Project Veritas said they would do. And we saw those videos about how they're fomenting violence at Trump rallies so they can further the narrative that all these Trump supporters, they're violent and they hate black people and they hate Mexicans. So they go in and they start fights. Well, it's sort of happening in the same way now where you see people are making these false claims. You have that woman in Muslim woman in the University of Louisiana Lafayette says that she was attacked by two white men wearing Trump hats. They stole her hijab. They knocked her down, called her all sorts of nasty, dirty words. Well, the police said, okay, we got to investigate this. And they investigated it and now she cracked under questioning. The whole thing was made up. And we're seeing these cases of graffiti, people writing all this anti-Semitic graffiti everywhere, and they're saying, oh, I saw a guy with a Trump hat do it, and then the police are investigating, and cameras are showing, well, that's just not the case. And see, here, even on Long Island, whether this is the same thing or not, I'm not sure. They ran a story on Thursday night about how people were finding KKK flyers on their cars, and they're very concerned. But I can tell you the KKK isn't all that active on Long Island, go figure. But what I think is happening is, again, it's people trying to set this all up, because the flyers were found in areas that we'll just say is a mixed population. I don't think the KKK would be recruiting in those areas. So this is what they do. They try to create unrest. It's really a very anarchist system that they're trying to impose. And then using the Alinsky model, they go back and they say, okay, everything's a mess. We need a leader. We need a voice. And there was the voice. They gain control that way. And then they try to create unrest. You know, there are some instances, though, where the love Trump's hate people, well, they're not so loving. In fact, the guy here in New York City, he was wearing his Make America Great Again hat on the Bronx subway. He started getting beat up by somebody. And when he thought someone was coming to help him, well, they just beat him up, too. They beat him up, too. And that was all caught on camera. You got that instance. You have, I mean, you have this one in Chicago, right? We all saw this. The guy was driving, and a little traffic incident. He gets out of the car, and he starts getting his butt handed to him. And they're saying, you voted Trump? You voted Trump? And he said he didn't want to fight back because he'd been in prison before. He didn't want to go back to prison, so he didn't fight back, and he took his beating. These people will suffer very, very little consequences, though. And they beat him pretty bad. They were robbing his car. Again, all on video. All on video. It's political hate. Political hate needs to be a crime. And it's not in most – there's four or five states where that is considered a hate crime. Very, very few, though. You have this girl, this high school girl, San Francisco. She was punched and kicked and everything because she's a Trump supporter. And her classmates were beating her up. Finally, someone came to her aid. Again, caught on video. Caught on video. Black Lives Matter mob attacked a California man. This one is a 21-year-old man who was attacked because he said he supported Donald Trump. They followed him. They beat him up. And then they said he's a white supremacist. And in fact, the guy is from El Cajon, California. He's the son of two legal immigrants. I don't think he's a white supremacist. Again, caught on video. It's happening all over. Happening all over. There's this one in... right outside Trump Tower, 74-year-old guy, Trump supporter. He was assaulted by a 23-year-old singer and anti-bullying activist, Shakara McLaurin. If you know who that is, you're better than me. I don't know who that is. I guess she's a singer, though. She beat him up. She knocked him over. She assaulted him. She's facing misdemeanor assault charges and harassment charges in New York City. Happening all over. But we're the ones. We are the violent ones. We are the ones you have to watch out for. That's what they'll tell you. But I don't believe it. I think a lot of people don't believe it, which is why Donald Trump won. He won because this was a referendum on media telling you what was right, what was wrong, telling you what you could see, what you couldn't see. He didn't win because of WikiLeaks. You know, we all knew that media was corrupt before that. That was just sort of the last nail in the coffin. Well, Obama outgoing here, he's going to sign, by the time the year is through, he's going to sign 92,830 pages of more regulation onto the rolls, dwarfing what George W. did outgoing in 2008 by 20,000 pages. This is, it's all regulation. They want to put their fingerprint on everything as they're leaving. It's all the things they couldn't do. No one reads this stuff. No one knows what exactly he's actually doing. Because when Donald Trump comes in, he goes, whoop, 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 crosses the line through all of it. It's all done. They all do this. I don't even know why they do this. Most of it just gets, you know, gets a line crossed through it at the end of the day. But they're saying, maybe another 11,000 pages of regulation over the next 44 days. Go figure, a Democrat that likes regulation? Who would have thought that? See, now that Trump wins the election, the stock market's cranking, the dollar's at its highest point in 15 years, they know regulation's coming off, and that creates the economy, starts to explode. You get people that are excited now. They're excited to start a business. They're excited to work here. The oppressor was Barack Obama. That's who the oppressor was. regulatory or otherwise. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the Teachers Union in San Francisco and why the map in 2018 is not looking good for incumbent Democrats. It could be a long decade. Hang in there, guys.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's weekend edition of the Rhino Report. See, out in San Francisco, I know there's been this talk and these people are marching and they want to secede. California is so upset. You know what? Part of me says, all right, see you later. But out in San Francisco, you have this social studies teacher, Fakhra Shah. Fakhra Shah, that's, I think, her name? His name? Her name? I don't know. Anyway, she was really mad at about 2 a.m. on November 9th. And so what she did was she wrote a lesson plan. Now, this is why you don't send angry emails and angry texts. You wait a little bit, you count to 10, whatever. Well, she didn't count to 10. She wrote a lesson plan saying that President-elect Donald Trump... This is a lesson plan. President-elect Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist who became president by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. That's what she says. And this is now, this is getting the support from the San Francisco School District in addition to their union. The United Educators of San Francisco is the union. They defend the plan. They say it should be used. It's great. It's the best thing to ever happen. And you know what? The school district is saying, you know what? Guys, don't flip out because it's only optional for the teachers to use it. Well, hold on a second. Optional for the teachers to use it? It should be optional for the students to take that class. not for the teachers to use it. See, this is why teaching is becoming a really contentious point, especially with me, is there's too much subjectivity when it comes to teaching. That's number one. Number two, unions have no business in our school districts, none, because unions look out for their employees, not the customer. In this case, the students are the customer, the teachers are the employees. Their allegiance lies with those who are paying them dues. The students don't pay dues, the teachers do. Every single school district in this country should be union-free. Every single one of them. Unions have no place in our schools and no place to now sign off on lesson plans. Could you imagine a lesson plan that called President Obama a racist or something like that? It would never happen. You would get thrown in jail for writing something like that. But it's okay here. See, these students, they're impressionable. They're learning. They're trying to be engaged. And there's subjectivity that's going on here. I believe unions are for skilled trades. I don't believe teaching anymore is really a skilled trade. I really don't. I don't know. People don't like when I say that, but I don't think it's true. See, most teachers, most public school teachers are not experts in their field. They're experts at learning how to repeat something. They go to school for education, or they go to school for, you know, they get their master's degree. And they just repeat whatever somebody else said. Some colleges are that way too. You have these professors in academia who might study history and American history or, you know, women's studies for 20 years. They get to be a professor, but they're not actually experts. They didn't actually work in the field. They were in academia. And some of that has now transpired onto the public school teachers. They're just learning how to be teachers. That, to me, is not the skilled trade that being a steam fitter is, an iron worker, a plumber, an electrician. That's a skilled trade. So this union, absolutely, if I was a parent in this school district, I would be going bananas right now. Bananas over this. But they think it's fine to teach these kids that Donald Trump is a racist and a sexist. Not only him, but all of us. The millions and millions of deplorables that went out and voted for him. We're all racist and sexist. All right, really quickly, Democrats in big trouble the next 10 years or so. You got lots of seats they can lose in 2018. 25 they're defending, and they're going to lose a bunch. Indiana, Montana, probably Missouri they might lose. Ohio they might lose. They're in big trouble, not to mention Tim Ryan now challenging Pelosi for the minority leader role. She says, don't worry about it. I got this thing locked up. I say I think you're wrong. All right, guys. Hope you had a great time today. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.